Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're listening to Morning Drive, live from the Wholesale Link studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. Joe Rexroad in for Derek Mason. My name is Braden Gall. Good Monday morning, everybody. Not a good weekend in Nashville sports as, of course, the Tennessee Titans lose 24-21 to the Houston Texans at Nissan Stadium. We'll get back to that. The Tennessee Volunteers fall to Memphis up on Saturday night on Rocky Top in what was a very ugly Saturday afternoon, I should say, in an ugly performance by the backcourt for Tennessee. Obviously, the Predators fall 4-1 to the Dallas Stars as well. Darren McFarland joining us here, of course, host coming up top of the hour with Willie Donick and Chase McCabe. Keeps those two guys in line every single day from 10 until 2. Darren, how are you, sir? Rough day in Middle Tennessee for Tennessee sports fans.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, I guess the rain is indicative of what we all went through a sports weekend, right? I guess we should throw in Austin Peay to get the weekend started on Friday night, losing to Montana State. So, yeah, all around goose eggs for a lot of people in our area following teams this weekend. Just wasn't a good weekend.
We'll get to your thoughts on the Titans here momentarily, but I want to talk Preds, obviously. And there's so much to look at with this team. They play really well in the first period. They get a 1-0 lead, and then they just completely wet the bed in the second period with four goals. And there's been a lot of reasons, and sometimes they're excuses and sometimes they're reasons, whether it's goaltending or defense or special teams or tough schedule or, you know, injuries to Arvidsson. There's a lot of things that have happened that we can point to and say, hey, all right, they're really great on 5-on-5. They're really this, they're really that. At the end of the day, Darren, they are 31, 32 games, whatever it is, into the season, and they are a 12th place team in the Western Conference. There has to be an explanation for that because they're too talented.
Yeah, no, certainly you're right. Braden, in the past, you can point to maybe it's scheduling. Maybe you've started off with a lot of road games to begin or a lot of back-to-backs, very compact schedule. Well, that hasn't been the case the last 2.5 months. Well, you've just been littered with a slew of injuries. And, well, they've had a couple of injuries, and certainly Victor Arvidsson's a big hit, out 4 to 6 weeks. But overall, well, they've been relatively healthy, so you can't really talk about that. I mean, you're right. There are things that usually are happening that you have a good explanation for. The bottom line is the players aren't making excuses, the coaches aren't making excuses, and the bottom line is they're just not playing up to their capability. I mean, we know how talented this roster is, but they're just simply not getting it done. What they are is what the stats tell everybody they are. They're in the middle of the league in goals for, and they're in the middle of the league goals against, which means, you know, they're just average. And they haven't been good on the power play lately. They're at the bottom of the league in power play, I think 27th overall. Penalty kill is 24th. That's at or near the bottom. And, you know, that's just what they are, which is where they are in the standings, at or near the bottom. Like you said, they're in 12th place in the Western Conference. They're 6th in their division. And a lot of it's really just head-scratching. I don't think the defense has been great. We've certainly talked about that. I don't think goaltending has been great, but I don't think it's as bad as the numbers indicate. I think it's more about the play in front. And right now, they're just not getting the production where they need it. I mean, I think we talked about it before. If we were really assessing this team through the first 2.5 months, you could probably point to the third and fourth lines as being better than the first and second lines. And you just can't simply, yeah, I don't care what sport you're talking about. I mean, you know, your superstars, your best players have to produce or it's going to affect your team. That's any sport. And yeah, they've been producing, but they haven't been producing maybe at the clip that you need out of a top two line, top six forwards. And so they've got to amp up that. They've got to amp up that production. So there's really, it's about just looking yourself in the mirror and saying, okay, what do we want to do here? Well, it's really on us, because you're right. There have been things you can point out in the past and say, well, this is happening. Certainly that affects the team. Well, right now there are, you know, a couple things here and there, but overall, really, it's just about themselves.
Well, Darren, a caller asked earlier, and I've had this question from a lot of fans about system. you know, tweak the system. The system doesn't fit the team. The system isn't working for the team. People have figured out the system. Do you think there's anything to system talk right now in regard to how this team's performing?
Come on, Joe. You're a national reporter. I expect better questions out of you than
professional.
That.
You're a professional writer, Joe.
Professional writer. God, I expect better questions than that. Certainly, I've seen the same stuff you've seen. Look, I get approached constantly, and that's part of it. And I love it. I love it because that means the fans are passionate. And you know, there was an early start on Saturday, so it was a 5:30 puck drop, and I decided to run to the grocery store after post game, and still relatively early on a Saturday night, to grab a couple things, and a Predators fan stopped me in the grocery store and just told me all that they thought was wrong with the team. And like I said, it's part of the job, and I love it because that's the passion of the fan base. I mean, that's what you want. If nobody's talking about it, then you got real problems. That means your fan base is checked out, or that's what you don't want. But they do care, and they're passionate, and so I'm hearing everything that you're hearing, and I don't know about that. I mean, I certainly don't get that feeling in the room. I mean, I've said this before. I've been really pleased in the fact that the room remains loose and light, and they look like they're still locked in, and they're fully engaged. And, sometimes when things aren't going your way, the room is empty, and no one, people run and hide, and they're nowhere to be found, and nobody's talking, and that's not the mood at all. So if there's something like that going on where there's displeasure, I don't see it. I'm in there all the time, and I don't see it from the players. I see a team that still is sticking with the plan, a tight-knit group, and still loose and lighthearted and acting like, nothing's wrong. You would never know they are what we've been talking about in the standings. You would think it would be a team atop the standings. So to me, that's a good sign. I can't answer, has everybody figured out Peter Laviolette's system? I don't know. I mean, to me, it's not about figuring out a system. It's just about them putting in the work. Like I said, I think it's more about themselves than anything. I mean, in this league, I mean, you can talk to Terry Criss, you can talk to Hal Gill, you can talk to Chris Mason, all the people that we have readily available in this market that have been there and done it their entire life and know hockey inside and out. And when you hear greasy goals and doing the dirty work and going to the hard areas, it's just like in anything, in sports. I mean, sometimes you have to outwork your opponent. You have to do the little things, and I don't think they're particularly doing that right now. I mean, there's too many times I look out there and there's not bodies in front of the net. I look out there too many times, that's when they're in the offensive zone, and too many times I see the opponent absolutely in front of the net in their zone and nobody around them. So I mean, you're getting too many bodies in front in their zone and not enough bodies in front when they're in the offensive zone. And so, to me, that's the problem, because good things happen. When you shoot the puck, good things happen when bodies are in front of the net, and I don't think they're particularly doing that well right now, when that, to me, is an easy fix. I mean, that's just about want and desire. And, you've heard Peter Laviolette talk about this group being an honest group. They are an honest group. I mean, Rocco Grimaldi is a prime example, and some of the guys that we've been talking to after games and post game in Barrel House. Rocco was the guest on Saturday, and they're not making excuses. They know. So, it's like I said, it's just a matter of, are they willing to fix this? They know there's a problem. They know they're not where they're supposed to be. They know they're not getting the starts they're looking for, and they know they're not giving 60-minute efforts like they need to. They're not hiding from that. So, to me, it's not about figuring out somebody's system. It's about you having to do what you have to do to win hockey games night in and night out. We know the talent is there, but right now they just haven't shown it.
Darren, what you got coming up on the show today?
Well, we have to react to what happened yesterday at Nissan Stadium. Of course, Teron Davenport will be in studio with us. And, as we were just talking about at the beginning, tough loss. Now the Titans have a really steep hill to climb, and we'll see if they can climb over that mountain and find themselves in January football. I don't know, but we'll certainly discuss that. We'll head east. We'll talk with Vince Ferraro. We'll talk about their loss to Memphis. That's pretty much in the Predators. So that's what we're going to be hitting on today, basically what you guys have been touching on.
Yay, fun.
For the next 4 hours.
Thank you, Darren. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Coming up 10 o'clock, Darren, Donick, and Chase, of course. And,
Not a good weekend for Nashville sports, that is for sure. Don't miss Wednesday night Smashville Live featuring WWE star Eric Young. Chase McCabe can hardly contain himself. We will be in Murfreesboro at Puckett's Grocery and Restaurant located at 114 North Church Street, and the show starts at 7 p.m. A limited number of autographs or pictures will be available, so be sure to get there early. Smashville Live is brought to you by our wonderful sponsors, New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Red Spirits and Wine. Titans lose yesterday. Playoff chanceses, are they done? Joe Rexroad, you're a professional writer. You will give us opinions. Did Mike Vrabel overreact in the press conference? Joe Rexroad will give us opinions on all of that when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.